Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cider Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top 2-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick 4. And the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for the Kentucky Derby simulcast program. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Gates will open at 7 a.m. or on Derby Day, join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity final, the kindergarten, on Sunday, May 10th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than 3 decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Momentary has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Kai. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerz, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us wherever you may be listening. Just 6 days in front of the Run for the Roses, the biggest race in America, the Kentucky Derby, this coming Saturday. A couple of words about post times. Post time for the Kentucky Derby itself will be at 3:57 Pacific time. First post time on Kentucky Derby Day, a massive card back there, 8 a.m. Pacific time. And on Friday, Kentucky Oaks Day, they're going to run into the darkness later on that day. It's going to be a marathon 8.5 hour day. First post time on Kentucky Oaks Day this Friday at 9:30 Pacific. It should be a heck of a show. And I just want to say at the outset, hats off to Churchill Downs for conducting both the Oaks and Derby draws yesterday. Between races, they did it very quickly. In the past, we've tried doing made-for-TV stuff and a little razzle-dazzle. Let's just get to it. Everybody involved in this game, you want the past performances in hand. We've got them now. I don't ever remember having them this early, but it's terrific. the complete cards for both Friday and Saturday at Churchill are complete, and they're available online right now. A lot to talk about concerning the Kentucky Derby, the Oaks, everything going on at Santa Anita and so on. We can tell you this. We've got Mark Glatt queued up top of the next hour. He trains So Happy, winner of the Santa Anita Derby. They'll be teaming up again with Mike Smith in the Run for the Roses. And So Happy, 15-1 on the morning line. Just great prices back there. And really, the horse that got the worst of it is the morning line favorite, Renegade. Just an incredible win in the Arkansas Derby. Prior to that, a huge win in the Sam Davis at Tampa Bay Downs. He has been installed again as the 4-1 favorite. Todd Pletcher, Irad Ortiz, I'll say this, the rail isn't as bad as it used to be at Churchill with that new starting gate. The way it used to be, from the one hole as the crow flew, you would just go right into the elbow at the turn for home there, the inner rail. That's not the case now, but still, boy, you'd a whole lot rather not be down in there. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs right now and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheet and see what says on his mind. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing well. Again, it's nice to have all the information in hand here this early, and I know you're getting ready for your big Derby seminar on Kentucky Oaks night there at the South Point.
Yeah, with John Lindo and Ralph Sirocco. So that'll go on. I think it'll start around 6:30 after the Oaks, and there's a lounge right next door to the horse book. So you can't miss us. And you're right, Mike. Churchill deserves a lot of credit. We knock them when they do things that we think are ridiculous. But
yeah,
drawing on Saturday before is such a terrific thing. And they
really
did,
good.
You know, in a fast time. And the PPs were up already last night. And the odds were out. So everybody that does serious work needs all the time they can get. And, well, no excuses now. They were out a week in advance, so
well,
no complaints.
And, John, I think, hopefully, knock wood, this is so hard, but it helps us with general sports media, to have this kind of information out there, and you have sports anchors all over the country. They don't typically cover racing, but now they've got the morning line in hand, post positions drawn, and, for instance, a horse like Renegade, nobody wants to be on the rail. That's grist for the conversational mill. I think it's all good.
It is, Mike, and you're right. Listen, they changed the starting gate in 2020 where they made it just one gate, you know, with all 20 stalls in it. They didn't have the auxiliary gate. So it's got to be better than it was, like you said, because the old days you broke right into the rail, basically.
Yes, sir.
And no number one post has won since 1986. But I don't know, that stat to me is a little flawed because actually since 2020 it's been a totally different gate. But still, you don't want to break from the inside with 19 horses outside of you unless you have all the speed in the world. And he doesn't have that speed. And unfortunately, he's going to have some problems. He can get shuffled back. You know, it's Irad Ortiz. I get it. One of the greatest riders in the country. But you're still up against it. You don't want to break from the rail if you have a choice.
No doubt about it. And, John, some bad news this morning regarding the big race for Philly, the Kentucky Oaks, on Friday.
Yeah, Bottle of Rouge is coming out. She's scratched. I think she coughed or something after the work, so they were taking no chances, and they scratched her right away. And, you know, gives all the horses that are in the AEs a chance to get in, and Baffert did the right thing. By the way, two of the colts worked today. Intrepido for Jeff Mullins, I believe, worked in 57, and Potente for Bob Baffert worked in 57. So either that track is lightning, well, these guys went a lot faster than these trainers wanted to do 6 days out before the Derby. I don't know that you want to work that fast. I think Baffert said he wanted to go 59, but, you know, he was happy with the work because the horse came out fine. So
yeah.
I think it's a little fast, to be honest with you, 6 days out. But who's going to argue with Baffert or Mullins?
Potente, one of five Southern California-based horses going to the Kentucky Derby. He was second in the Santa Anita Derby as the favorite. Juan Hernandez has the mount back 20-1 on the morning line. I should have mentioned, along with Mark Glatt, top of the next hour, right after you, John, we got Doug O'Neill, and he's got the long shot California bred Pavlovian. He's 30-1. I think he's got a puncher's chance because he's got so much heart, John.
And he has a trainer that certainly knows how to win the Derby, Mike. And he ran too good to lose last time out at a huge price in Fairgrounds. You know, listen, if anyone's going to pull it off, it's going to be Doug O'Neill.
And it's interesting. You talk about numbers. That was the Louisiana Derby. He's drawn right alongside the horse that beat him by a head. And Flavion Pratt stays with him for Chad Brown. That's a merging market. He's 15-1. Pavlovian is 30. And they both got identical 90 buyer speed ratings. So I'll tell you what, there's some value to be had this coming weekend at Churchill Downs. Make no mistake about that.
Well, there always is in the Derby. Listen, that's why betting those future books, in my opinion, is a silly thing to do, because a lot of those horses go off the same odds or longer come Derby day, and you don't have to wait 5 months to make sure your horse gets in the race. So, you know, it is what it is.
Hey, John, we're of course going to have you back at the end of the show. I do want to revisit this Queen Maxima situation. Can't help it. You know, it's a story that has legs and legs and legs. Now we get a new protocol issued by the Santa Anita Veterinary Team, which is headed up by Dr. Dion Benson. Brad Free has been doing just great reporting here. He put up a new story on Friday. Starts out in the wake of a fatal breakdown in a hillside turf sprint on Santa Anita Derby Day, April 4th, followed by miscommunication that compromised heavily favored Queen Maxima in the Grade 3 Monrovia Stakes. Later the same day, Santa Anita veterinary staff have issued new protocols for hillside turf sprints. And listen, John, the gist of it is they have made a determination, claiming, I can tell you, going back to 2019 amongst top management, it's kind of a profanity. They don't like claiming. Meantime, it's really been the lifeblood of our game for so many years. It's gotten so many new owners in the business. It's a way to move horses. It's something our fans, horse players, can readily process in terms of class. Is a horse jumping in class, dropping, and so on and so forth. But no more optional claimers coming down the hillside turf course. And what this does is just further shrink down available inventory for that particular race, the hillside sprint, which is Santa Anita's identity. It's just been a great race going back to when the turf course first went in, winter of 1954, John.
Mike, you hit it on the head. I mean, you're 1,000% right. Everything you said. They got bashed on Twitter, and a friend of mine, Kyle, tweeted out that it was a knee-jerk reaction. And he's 100% right. That's the problem with Southern California. They can't wait to make a change. They had those breakdowns because of the weather, you know, when they had just a ridiculous amount of rain in a short period of time. All of a sudden, you can't run on a wet track. Everything they do is a knee-jerk reaction.
Yep.
Two horses broke down. Is it a tragedy? Yes. Does it have anything to do whether they were claiming horses or allowance horses? To me, no. A horse comes down the hill, and they run down the hill. So just to have a knee-jerk reaction to do something, to do it, that's Southern California, and that's what it's become. And it's wrong.
Well, as I've said before, and the language used by so many of our friends, maybe on the other side of the fence, this approach is unsustainable, John. It's simply is unsustainable. Now, another one of the now codified hillside protocols is that jockeys must school their horses across the dirt, which, that's been going on forever. Anybody who's riding a horse who, you know, hasn't had a good familiarity with that layout, you want to take them over and back, make sure they understand the change. And, you know, horses are
common sense, Mike.
They're
common sense.
Horses are colorblind. They see light and dark, and you want to get them familiar with that. Juan Hernandez was not being, confrontational or anything. He didn't know that they had been told earlier that day that there had been a hastily, constructed new protocol that you're supposed to go back and forth, back and forth. She had won three races down the hill, including her most recent start, as we've stated here the last couple of weeks, on January 11th, the Grade 3 La Cienegas. He's at the top of the hill. He's told by a veterinarian, apparently, look, you go down there and do that, or this horse is going to be scratched. That was the way, apparently, it was communicated. Another part of the now codified protocol is no apprentice riders allowed to ride the hillside turf. As Brad Free noted in his story, it's a moot point. Going back to December 26th, 19 hillside races, not a single Bug Boy has ridden a race down the hill. But anyway, that's what they've got there. I can kind of understand that. You know, you want, I think, an experienced jock. It's a different kind of layout. You mentioned Kyle. That happens to be Kyle Ferraro. And I've known Kyle for many years, haven't talked to him in a long time. Apparently he lives in Las Vegas now. He's owned horses for quite a few years now with Gary Studi. His father, Kyle Ferraro's father, happens to be veterinarian Dr. Greg Ferraro, who is the chairman of the California Horse Racing Board. And I'm hoping Doc Ferraro saw Kyle's post. I'm going to quote it. This was in reaction to Brad's story. He says, the new rule banning claimers from running down the hill that Diane Benson and Santa Anita Park have put in effect is insane. It's a typical knee-jerk reaction to a couple of horses breaking down on the hillside course. By the way, not one of those horses was in for a claiming tag. That's well worth noting. This punishes owners, trainers, and horse players for an issue they have no control over. You already have strict protocols in place, yet you blame the hillside course for breakdowns. And a guy by the name of John Hardoon reacted right after Kyle's post, and he said, you said, ridiculous. And you're right, a total knee-jerk reaction. Well stated, John.
Well, it is, Mike, and it was. And by the way, Bob Ike pointed out a terrific thing yesterday by not allowing apprentices to come down the hill. Well, when they become journeymen, they'll have zero experience down the hill anyway. So what are they gaining?
I don't know.
All they want to do is just make news and just throw crap out there and hope some of it sticks. But they don't realize they're hurting the game. They're hurting the game.
We mentioned trainer Kenny McPeak, who won the Kentucky Oaks and the Derby on the same day. A Breeders' Cup winning trainer. He's at the high end of our game now. I would encourage people to start following Kenny McPeak. He's really sounding off on all of this on X. So, hey, John, I got Doug O'Neill on deck. He's a busy guy in Kentucky. Where do you want to go for hour one, and then we'll get you back toward the end of the show?
Let's go to Aqueduct, look at race number 7. By the way, it rained all day yesterday and last night. All the races are off the turf today with the exception of race 8, the stake race. 7th race today, scheduled 7 furlongs on the main track. I love the number 7 horse in here, Bourbon Day. 7-year-old gelding from the Linda Rice Barn. This horse loves Aqueduct, 4 for 5, loves water in the track, 4 for 6. On a wet track, Jose Lascano aboard to ride, 7-2 on the morning line. Number 7, Bourbon Day, wins today, 7th race at an Aqueduct.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there, John?
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Churchill, Oakland, Aqueduct, and Santa Anita Selection.
Can't wait to get you back toward the end of the show. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All righty. As advertised, we've got trainer Doug O'Neill right now. Hey, Doug, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, listen, you know a thing or two about the Run for the Roses. You won it twice. The first time with a big long shot, I'll have another, 19-1, and then you ran Nyquist. That was in 2012. In 2016, Nyquist, you were the post-time favorite. The horse paid $660 to win. You got a long shot now with Pavlovian. I just mentioned to John a while ago, Doug, it's interesting, the horse that beat you ahead in the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby emerging market, Chad Brown, Flavion Pratt, you guys got identical 90 buyer speed figures, and he's 15-1, you're 30. Talk about your chances and the fight that this horse has. I say you got a puncher's chance.
I agree, Mike, and ever since we put the blinkers back on him and then got Edwin Maldonado on him, Edwin's gotten the best out of him, and Edwin's so good at getting the horse out of the gate.
Yes, he is.
He's just done a brilliant job of putting Pavlovian into the race, and he's always been a pretty gritty, tough acting cowbred, and, you know, when you look at this year's Derby, you know, having 10 starts under his belt, he's the seasoned veteran, if you will, of these 3-year-olds.
And how about 7 out of 10 in the money, Doug?
And one of them, I mean, one of the 10, I guess you can't even consider where he lost the jock at the start. So
yeah,
he's been extremely consistent, really game. And again, the addition of Blinkers and the addition of Edwin Maldonado has really worked wonders. So we're excited. We're optimistic. And he worked today, worked really well this morning over the Churchill Downs track. So we're optimistic.
Tell us about the work, Doug.
It was good. You know, we worked him from the gate. It's kind of something we've been doing the last few races prior to his last two runs is we've worked him out of the gate. So no different today. And they had the gate positioned at like the 3/8 pole. It was a weird placement. So the timing is a little bit goofy, but Edwin's really good. He carries a little clock on his finger, and so he's really good with times. The goal time is 1:01 and change with a good gallop out, and that's kind of what I got. There was a lot of areas there where I couldn't see because of all the stuff going on in the infield. But he stood in there well. I had company with him, a maiden that I brought up from Keeneland, and yeah, Pavlovian stood in there great, broke clean. We got him in 1:01 and change, out in 1:14 and change, almost 1:15, and 1:29. So he's kept right on going, which he always seems to do, and cooled out very quickly and looked great post-work.
Well, I tell you what, you're carrying a big banner for the California Breds. This is a Paul and Zilla Redham homebred. You're trying to win the third Derby in combination with what has been a tremendous client for you, Doug. Just talk about the approach with the Redhams now, given all the water that's gone onto the bridge, two Derby wins, Breeders' Cup wins with Nyquist. Just talk about this Derby and what maybe makes it different from some of the others.
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think it's just a little extra special just because he's a homebred. And Paul and Zilla, mm-hmm. and I was lucky enough to train both the Stallion Pavel and the mare, Mandy's Grace. So, you know, just having the whole crew down there at Ocean Breeze Ranch where Paul raises all his horses in Fallbrook, it's just, or Bonzel, I think it's Bonzel. But
right.
It's just really extra special because of that. And John Brocklebank broke him for us, and John's a dear friend and a great horseman. So Paul invited John and his wife Tara to for the Derby. So just typical Paul and Zilla, super generous, great with their horses, super patient and supportive of all their trainers. And then for them to keep Edwin on, it wasn't even they never even thought twice the way Edwin's been riding him and as loyal as Paul is. So yeah, just a. Win, lose, or draw, it's going to be a great week, and just grateful to have another opportunity to try to win the big dance.
Doug, you know, I mentioned this to you the last time I think we spoke. He ran so hard two races back there at Sunland Park. He took the $500,000 Sunland Derby by a nose. But then, I mean, he came back and stepped it up on March 21st in the Louisiana Derby. That said, those were distances of a mile and a 16th, and then the longest Derby prep in New Orleans at a mile and 3/16, you know, the naysayers, they'll say, well, any horse can get a distance of ground. It's just a matter of how much time you want to wait. But seriously, this horse, to me, I don't think the mile and a quarter is a question, Doug.
Not at all. And it really, the Louisiana Derby really confirmed what we saw in the Sunland Park Derby, because it was such a big effort. And
right.
I think we're even, wondering, was that a fluke, type of race? But he came back and matched that and even moved forward a little bit on numbers. So, he's a cool horse. And, to have a horse run at 4.5 furlongs in May of a two-year-old year and then here to be talking about, the Kentucky Derby going a mile and a quarter, that in itself shows you how special he is. And I agree. He's going to be a long shot probably because he's a homebred, cowbred, but I'm with you. I think he's got a puncher's chance as well.
He's drawn 16. You got to be happy with that post, aren't you?
Oh, God, I think it's huge. Yeah,
I do.
So many more. Yeah, so many more options, so many more things. Obviously, our whatever post we had, the goal is to break clean and try to, be top 3, 4, 5 type of thing going into the first turn. Just try to stay out of trouble and so much easier being outside than not. So
yeah,
we're excited. And Edwin is here. He worked in this morning, and so he's on cloud nine. It's his very first Kentucky Derby. So,
well,
you know, he's excited, but at the same time, calm, patient, and doing his homework and getting prepared.
Doug, in my opinion, you're in great hands with that jock. I want to ask you about a Calumet Farm homebred Robusta that's on the also eligible list. What is the deadline for when you find out if those any of those horses will draw in?
9 a.m. Friday, Oaks Day, we find
okay.
out. So, I was listening a little bit about all the uniqueness going on there at with the Hillside Turf Course. And so you saying it is maybe a tad more unique, but the whole country, just everything, it's just evolved and a lot of regulatory stuff going on. So all that being said, you know, even though we're three deep on the also eligible list, it wouldn't be a shocker at all if he were to draw in. So he worked today and as well and worked good and cooled out well. So cool horse, and anything close to his San Felipe effort makes him a legitimate contender.
Yeah, I mean, how do you explain the Santa Anita Derby? He was a single digit 8-1. He showed speed early and then was, well beaten. He did bobble leaving there.
That's what I just think he stumbled, and then Jaramillo did a great job of not falling off, really, and then got him back in the race. And, I just think that the fraction going 46 and change after stumbling and being pressured was just too much for him. And then he did the right thing once he realized he wasn't moving forward. He took care of him. So, I think he had a legitimate excuse there. And fortunately, he's bounced back good. He had a good work today, a couple endurance work at San Anita, and he had another one this morning here. So he's ready if he draws in. And, again, on his best day, on his San Felipe day, he would have a chance.
He fits, and you've got Jaramillo engaged. Hopefully somehow he draws in. Hey, Doug, we like to have a good time. Encourage everybody to get to Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're at D Street and Foothill, right behind In-N-Out next to Stater Brothers. But I got to leave you with this, Doug. I was driving down this morning, and I really believe that the greatest Derby Week interview I've ever seen, now somebody might top it this year, involved your nephew, Shane. You know where I'm going. Millie Ball with HRTV at the time. They were on the outside rail there out near the chute, and Shane was there, and she walked up with the camera. Shane, how you doing? Good. About 10 years old maybe at that time. And Millie says, are you playing hooky? And he had this kind of quizzical, he didn't know what he says, hooky. She says, yeah, hooky. Oh, no, but Steve did, in reference to Steve Rothblum, who's a very much a grown man. Steve did last night. I heard him talking about it. So there you have it, Doug.
The best. The best.
Listen, good luck, man, in the Kentucky Derby. Thanks for your time.
Take care. Thank you, brother. See ya.
All right, trainer Doug O'Neill from Churchill Downs. We are going to step aside real quick, coming back strong with John Lindo, and then we've got Orlando Gutierrez. They got a nice little carryover in the $2 pick six tonight. Matt DeSantis on the ground at Churchill Downs on behalf of Naira Betts. Then Mark Glatt, top of the next hour. A whole lot of show. Don't go away.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone. And the sun went down across the hill, and the town lit up.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Got a lot of ground to cover. Let's get down to Carlsbad. Say hello to John Lindo, and you can catch John along with Bob Ike and company right here on AM 830, the home of the Angels, this coming Saturday, Kentucky Derby from 9 to 10. It should be a heck of a show. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, we'll be in the exhibition hall out there at the South Point for the Kentucky Derby viewing party, so looking forward to that. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And, John, you know, I got a text, as I always do on Saturdays, from Steve Johnson. Does such a great job heading up the race book there. He said, please let everybody know we still have a few rooms available next weekend for those who want to spend Derby weekend with us here at the South Point. And he's also telling everybody, your Derby seminar the night before, that'll be after the Kentucky Oaks, yourself, Jonathan Hardoon, hosted by Ralph Sirocco of Race Day Las Vegas. People can watch that. I'll be online, southpointcasino.com, and then just look for the link. So looking forward to seeing you guys hash it out the night before the Kentucky Derby, John.
Right. We'll also have on our radio show website, thoroughbredla.com, there's a banner about the South Point seminar.
Great.
On the homepage. You just click on that. Right about 6:30, we should be set to go. So 6:30 or so, if you can't be out in Las Vegas, a couple ways, the southpointcasino.com or thoroughbredla.com, you can watch us live.
And one other thing, promotional for the South Point, and a good friend, Ralph Sirocco with Race Day Las Vegas, he's going to be doing a special Kentucky Derby preview show on Thursday, April 30th from the South Point at 3 p.m. And Steve Johnson says just go to YouTube.com and enter South Point Studio in the search bar there, and you can catch Ralph live at 3 p.m. Pacific Thursday talking about the Oaks and Derby. So a lot to look forward to up there.
Yeah, John Hardoon and I will be part of that. We'll be in studio with Ralph, and they're going to have Chris Andrews, the sportsbook director out there, and Vinny Maiulo, the line maker out for the sports. And both of those guys love horses. So we'll talk a little bit of horses, and we'll see what kind of, if they got some head-to-heads or some different props going on. We'll try and just, give a feel for what's going on out there in Las Vegas.
You know, John, I remember Vinny many years ago at Caesars. And we did some business with them at Hollywood Park. Tony Olivato helped put all that together. Should be just a lot of fun with horse players, people that are into racing, and so much going on ancillary to the racing itself. Folks, free parking and free admission to the viewing room there for the Derby and Oaks at the South Point. It is the place to be in Las Vegas.
This kind of food and beverage, too. They're not there to take your money there. They want you to go to the windows and have some fun. So believe me, we've done it for years, and I really enjoy it. And the fans that come out, I hear an awful lot of good things about it, and they come back.
John, you know, you texted me earlier, and then John Hardoon told me before the show, too, about Bottle of Rouge, owned by Jill Baffert, Bob's wife. Apparently she breathed and then coughed cooling out back at the barn, so she's out of the Kentucky Oaks. So a bump in the road there, but, boy, fingers crossed, knock wood, everything goes well soundness-wise through the weekend there at Churchill.
Yeah, let's hope so. You know, we saw what the regulatory vets were doing in Keeneland all meet long, and we'll see how that process goes over there at Churchill Downs. You know, with the scratch of Bottle of Rouge, the filly number 15 on the also eligible Lovely Gray gets into the Kentucky Oaks, so make sure you take a look at her if you're handicapping the Oaks. She is in the race right now.
Right, and also want to point out that Eclipse Thoroughbred Bridalwood Farm, along with Michael McCarthy, they've got meaning. Winner of the Santa Anita Oaks here on April 4th on Santa Anita Derby Day, Juan Hernandez back to ride. That'll be the 13th this coming Friday, and post time for the Oaks itself at 8:40 Eastern, so obviously 5:40 out here. Can't wait for everything, John. I really mean it.
I'm looking forward to it. And if you want to get a line on Churchill Downs, they race today, which they don't usually do the Sunday before the Derby, and they come right back, and they race Tuesday through Saturday. There's going to be a lot of action out there. You're going to see a lot of the Southern California horsemen with all the stakes races out there. So you'll see some of the horses you're really familiar with at Churchill Downs.
And want to once again point out, first post time on Derby Day this Saturday, 8 a.m. Pacific. It's a marathon go Friday and Saturday, no doubt about it. Hey, John, we like to talk about the Cowbreds. We like to talk about Legacy Ranch. You know, they've got a multiple graded stakes-winning son of a Triple Crown winner by the name of Forbidden Kingdom. He is by 2015 Triple Crown winner, American Pharaoh. His first foals are on the ground, and they look absolutely tremendous. Apparently Nick Alexander, one of the top breeders in the state, he sent several mares over there. They foaled out at his farm in Santa Ynez, and he is over the moon at how these new babies look.
Well, Nick's got a pretty good opinion. He's been a terrific breeder for many, many years, and if he likes what he sees, he knows what he's talking about. So,
yep,
that's a really, really good endorsement. And Nick's got a lot of merits. He's got a, you know, he stood that stallion grazing for so long, and he's got a lot of grazing mares. I'm sure he's got to get bred to other stallions. So Forbidden Kingdom sounds like one of his choices.
Yeah, and along with Forbidden Kingdom, they've got perennial California stalwart Clubhouse Ride. And Om, a multiple graded stakes winner himself. Can't say enough about the farm, the way Pete Neville and Perella run it, manage it. Terry Knight is the farm manager. Call the office up there at Legacy and see for yourself. 209-759-3315. And go to LegacyRanch.com. You can see for yourself right there. John, great supporters of these radio shows. And I just want to, from the heart, thank Pete and Ev for all their support here.
Well, not just that, Mike. If you've got 2-year-olds getting ready to come into the track, they've got a terrific training track up there. You know the name Terry Knight. He's a terrific trainer. He's done quarter horses, the thoroughbreds. He'll get them started the right way up there, and you're going to have a horse that's well-schooled. You know, they won't send them down to the racetrack until you're set to go. It's a great place to get a horse started up there, too.
John, you've been there. I've been there. There's no rush. At Legacy, they've got a lot of employees. Some of them been with them a long time. When those horses go to the track, they stand in the gate. They walk through the gate. When they get to Santa Anita, Del Mar, Los Alamitos, or maybe points eastward, they know what's going on. They're going to run to their potential, and that's what everybody, and it's about all you can ask for, John.
Well, Mike, if you remember, Sammy Davis won the Cowbridge Stakes a couple of weeks ago at Santa Anita. They brought some of the guys from Legacy Ranch down into the winner's circle just to be recognized for the work they did. That's how they treat their employees, and it is a team effort over there, and it's great to see guys like that have success.
And John Sadler made sure of it, that these guys are recognized. Such a huge thing. They were all excited about it. That's how they roll up there at Legacy Ranch. I'll give that office number out again. It's 209-759-3315. John, can't wait for your show Saturday here on AM 830 to get your thoughts, Bob's thoughts, John Hardoon's thoughts. But what about today? Where do you want to go for your radio selection?
Go to race number 7. It's a wide open race for Calbreds. And I like a long shot. Number 9, Pavel is appealing, coming back off the layoff. This is a filly that had all kinds of trouble in the Cal Cup Oaks back in January 25, going a mile. Coming off that layoff, laces for the first time, a good sprinter, and she won her debut, and she handled the turf. She just got wiped out in the stretch. So willing to give that a pass. 15-1 on the morning line. Let's see how she comes back for Doug O'Neill. Pavel is appealing the 9 horse in race 7 at Santa Anita.
John, thanks so much, and have a great week. We'll be in touch.
Good luck today.
Thank you, sir. Let's get down Catella. We'll say hello to Orlando Gutierrez over there at Los Alamitos Racecourse, where they have a modest $8,700 carryover in the traditional $2 pick 6. 8 races. They tee it up at 5:40 Pacific. And Orlando, you're hoping for a pool in the pick 6 that'll exceed $60,000. I think you'll do that easily.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Yeah, I think that's a conservative number. Last weekend, if you recall, we had an $11,000 carryover. I said, you know, maybe we'll get to 80, 90. Well, the horse players supported the carryover. Ended up being with a pool of $139,000, so blew away by expectations. So,
right,
like you mentioned, we have an $8,700 carryover tonight. Conservatively, I'm going to say looking to go over $60,000. Either way, it should be a great, great betting opportunity for the racing fans.
Orlando, the Mike Pegram School of Marketing, under promise, over deliver. You're doing it under the lights at Los Alamitos.
You got it, Mike. I learned well.
All right. You had a 9-year-old out in the Cahuilla Bar Handicap last night. This is an incredible story. Talk about Cattail Cove.
Cattail Cove, you know, a few years ago, we celebrated his 50th start. We gave away hats with, you know, as he was making his 50th career start. Well, last night he made his 61st. Career start in the Grade 3 Cahuilla Bar Handicap. It was his first race as a 9-year-old. He does it from the rail, wins a thriller of a race. It's a nose finish. He gets there first. That's his 9th stakes win here on Los Alamitos. Just a tremendous horse. He's been running since 2019. He's now closing in at $900,000 in earnings. 39 times he's finished in the top three from his 61 starts. He does it in stakes at the stakes level every race. He's just amazing. Ling Newcomb, the owner, he couldn't be more thrilled. He flew in from Phoenix. He was at the Oklahoma City Thunder game to watch his favorite team win that game. Flew to Los Alamitos, and he was just thrilled. In the paddock, he said, "I looked at the horse. I looked at his coat. I looked at his eyes. I just looked at him. And to me, he looked like he was a young 7-year-old," he said. And then he goes on the track as a 9-year-old and gets the victory. So a tremendous, tremendous horse. He actually paid him late to the Vessels Maturity Trials next month. So the horse continues to roll, continues to deliver big wins. He really is a special horse.
A 9-year-old, Cattail Cove, and these are the kind of horses our fans identify with. What a great story. I hope the owner went to the window. Yesterday at Santa Anita, Jeff Mullins had an 8-year-old by the name of Red Flag, and I've got a pretty good memory. I actually cashed a nice bet on him when he won a 2-year-old stake, Del Mar, as a 2-year-old. That's 6 years ago, so we got to do the math, 2020. But here he was at age 8. He came and got him yesterday under Tiago Pereira, and you've got this 9-year-old Cattail Cove at Los Alamitos. I'm kind of banging on this because, again, we're getting all this codified stuff where when they reach age 10 or whatever, they can't do this, they can't do that. For goodness sakes, can we get back to judging these horses as individuals, check their workout pattern, and it, they're bred to run. If they're enjoying themselves, they're sound, there's no reason they shouldn't be in training, Orlando.
You're right, and they do a good job, the barn of Juan Alamán. You know, they space out his race as well. They give him a break. I'm talking about Cattail Cove and all their horses, I'm sure. And now the horse just to love his job, and that's what Link has said. You know, we'll keep letting him tell us what he wants to do. And he just loves it when he's out there. He loves being in the winner's circle. He loves just being out on the track in the mornings. They say how much he just enjoys being in the morning. On the fresh air, fresh mornings, just doing what he does.
Well, our listeners enjoy cashing the odd bet. Do you have anything for us tonight?
Well, I'm going to go to race number 7. You know, it's the 2-year-old season here on Los Alamitos. We get all these babies prepping for the big futurities. I'll go to race 7, and I'll go with number 3. She's difficult. 4-1 on the morning line. This filly is out of a mare, Tough to Figure, who was a grade 3 winner here from the stock of Dr. Ed Allred. Earned over $185,000 in his racing career. She's difficult. Continues to improve on the work path. Looked really good in that last work, April 11th, when 12.4 Jimmy Flynn Jr. Training this filly. Oscar Pinato, a really savvy rider, up. So I'll go with the 3. She's difficult. Looking to cash in, Mike. 4-1 on the morning line in race number 7.
Okay, and post time 8:28 Pacific. Before you go, fill us in on opening times for Oaks and Derby Day this coming Friday and Saturday at Los Alamitos.
Mike, I will open gates for the grandstand at 9 in the morning on Oaks Day, and Vessels Club and Burgards will open at 10 a.m. and should be a nice, fun, long day at the racetrack on Friday. Then on Saturday, Kentucky Derby Day, all gates will open at 7 a.m. If you haven't done so already, give Ruben Arcila a call. Get a nice table in the Vessels Club. It's number 714-820-2681. Our great chef, Sam Gonzalez, is going to prepare a special menu for Derby Day. Again, get your table now, 714-820-2681. And once again, the old gates will open at 7 a.m. on Kentucky Derby.
That'll be 1 hour before first post back there. Give Ruben a call. Make your Derby Day reservations in the Vessels Club, 714-820-2681. Orlando, have a great day and night there at Los Al. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Hey, listen, folks, before we step aside, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to advance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Yield algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to datayield.com, that's DATAEEL.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Don't go away. Matt DeSantis, on behalf of Naira Betts, is at Churchill, and he's going to help us make some money. Mark Glatt, top of the hour. He's got the Santa Anita Derby winner. So happy. Ready for the Run for the Roses next Saturday. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cider Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for the Kentucky Derby simulcast program. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Gates will open at 7 a.m. or on Derby Day, join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity final, the kindergarten, on Sunday, May 10th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's Kimos is a steak grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimos Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimosKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimos emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimos Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Barely, we're going to run past the top of the hour here. Let's get back to Churchill Downs as advertising on behalf of Naira Betts. Say hello to Matthew DeSantis. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing well. Sorry, short segment here. I just got a text from Ray Pollock with the Pollock Report. We had a bottle of Rouge scratching due to a cough following a work this morning for Bob Baffert. And Ray, he sent along a post from David Grenning at DRF.com. And apparently, Lovely Gray is now going to be able to draw into the field. She comes off a couple of seconds recently. So a bit of an update regarding Friday's Oaks. Tell us, what are your impressions so far there at Churchill, Matt?
Yeah, it's been something. All these horses have been really wonderful. But I have to say, Potente's work today for Bob Baffert really stood out. 57-4, 5 furlongs. He's a really impressive-looking horse. And 20-1 on the morning line for the Derby is an interesting run, price. And then Emerging Market for Chad Brown, another horse that's a little bit more of a price that's really stood out in the morning.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if you look at Potente's, you know, he was favored in the Santa Anita Derby, but I mean, it was kind of a weird pace scenario with a short field, and he had to do an awful lot early. He's a very, very serious horse. By the way, Baffert, he's sitting on 6 Derby wins with an asterisk. Of course, you know, he won it in 2021 and via the test bar, and that one was taken away, so he's still dead heated with the legendary Ben Jones. But, boy, if he's able to win it this year, he's all alone at the top of the tree with 7 Kentucky Derby wins. Glad to hear the horse worked good. I wish Potente, Juan Hernandez, and all the connections all the best, Matt. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who do you like today?
Yeah, listen, let's go to the final race at Churchill Downs today. Race 9, 4:56 p.m. Eastern, 1:56 p.m. Pacific time. Go to the number 7, Plaza Athene. For Brendan Walsh, Bren Curtis up on the mount. This is a first-time North American starter. And what I love is, obviously, the pedigree, also those Euros. When they come over, they typically do well. Brendan Walsh, always dangerous in these sorts of spots, first-time North American start. But more importantly, this horse broke its maiden going 1.8 miles. Should love the distance. I actually like to cut back a little bit more. This horse that actually has some good early speed. So I expect for Plaza Athene to be in it from the early going. 8-1 on the morning line, has shown the ability to stay going 9 furlongs, now cutting back a little bit. And the other part I love, she's been here in the United States for a while. She was actually training back in the fall, and Brendan has held her off rather than running her at Turfway Park, getting her ready for this. Mm-hmm. And she's put in a lot of nice work leading up to this race.
Matt, always enjoy the time. Real quick, who do you like in the Derby this early, or is it too early?
I'm a big fan of Commandment, and I'm going to use Emerging Market as my price underneath.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much, Matt. All the best.
All right. Thanks so much. Take care.
All right. Brad Cox, Commandment with Luis Saez, 6-1 on the line. Late on the break, we'll take it. Mark Glatt from Churchill Downs is next.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio, AM 830. KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for the Kentucky Derby simulcast program. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Gates will open at 7 a.m. or on Derby Day, join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity final, the kindergarten, on Sunday, May 10th.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mayor's Bread
cowbred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Everybody, hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman, and right now we're going to be joined by one of the top trainers in America. He sends out the Santa Anita Derby winner so happy in this Saturday's Kentucky Derby. Got a huge chance, all things considered. Mark Glatt, good morning. Thanks for taking time for us back there at Churchill.
Well, good morning to everyone, and thank you for having me on.
Well, it's an honor, Mark, and everything you've been through. I know the media, a lot of people, wanting to talk to you. It's all good. I want to drill down a little bit with So Happy. You've always believed in him, and he was the sire. Run Happy turned out to be, let's face it, a flop at stud. He's now in South Korea. He was owned by a big promoter based in Houston, by the name of James McInville. We call him Mattress Mac, and he really promoted, Run Happy as a stallion. As often happens in this game, things don't always work out, but boy, this horse, he's proven to be the exception. He works in blinkers, Mark, but he doesn't run in them in the afternoon. Talk about your approach in developing this really good colt.
Well, he's just kind of a lackadaisical colt in the mornings, even after running a number of times now, we kind of call it going through the motions. So just to kind of keep him a little bit more focused and things like that. He likes to see things in the morning when there's things to see and he's not any major business on hand. So we just keep him a little bit more focused, but certainly in the afternoon, he focuses extremely well and is very professional.
Mark, I've seen a number of still photos, video of So Happy working this past Friday at Churchill. The guy that was up, his goggles were down. It looked like he had a pair of reading glasses. Who was that old man?
That was Mike Smith.
I've never seen Mike with like the reading glasses on, but I guess the conditions warranted it that morning. But he was effusive in his praise when he got off the horse, Mark.
Yeah, we thought he got over the Churchill track just fine. He worked, for being by himself and everything. We felt like he put some effort into it. And the gallop out was stronger than usual for him. So all things considered, I thought it was a very nice work.
Mark, weather always a concern, Derby week. I looked at the long range. It looks like there is a little bit of rain here, early on this week. But Derby Day, I guess it's supposed to be cloudy. Your thoughts on the conditions and what you think you're going to be facing?
Well, they tell me it can change in a second around here. So, I don't think you can plan too far ahead. It seems like the forecast has changed a number of times for this upcoming week. But we do got a little rain. It looks like Monday night into Tuesday and maybe a little on Wednesday. Looks like it's going to cool off pretty good by the by Derby Day. But I don't think there's currently any real threats of rain on Derby Day. But again, that might all change.
Mark, I think most people listening know the tragedy you went through losing your wife, Dina, very recently and very unexpectedly. I've known your dad for a good many years. He was one of the top trainers in the Northwest for so long, Ron Glatt. Is your dad back there with you?
No, he's still in Southern California. He may end up making his way out here. My mom's going through some and is going through some health issues right now, and herself, and so I'm not quite certain what's going to happen there.
Sorry to hear about that, Mark. I did see one of your sons, Ryan, currently working as a jockey. I saw him with you at the post position draw yesterday. I had John Hardoon on earlier. Mark, I think that was a great thing that Churchill's done now, drawing all these races for Oaks Day and Derby Day yesterday, so everybody's got everything in hand. I think it helps each race.
Yeah, I think so. I think it gives everybody an opportunity with plenty of advancement to see, you know, how the race maybe is going to shake out, and and then kind of plan accordingly from there.
Mark, you're drawn post position 8, but this is your first Kentucky Derby. I just want to ask you about your approach with this horse. What do you do with him now, leading into the race? He's going to go to the track, I would have to think, each morning, but what sort of plan do you have mapped out?
Well, I think it's important to, like tomorrow morning, we'll stand him in the gate. We might have to play around with the weather a little bit and what we actually do with him here during the course of the week. But really, his work is done. We just need to keep him healthy and sound and happy. And, and then take our best shot on Saturday.
I've been meaning to ask you this. Mike Smith, he noted this in talking about the work the other day. He said that, he's laid back. He said, and I think that's probably why he was 38-1 first time out at Del Mar back on November 22nd. He was 38-1, but did he fool you by how well he ran that day, Mark? Did you feel like you had quite a bit more than maybe what the stopwatch was telling everybody?
Well, I think we all thought he had plenty of ability, but due to his lack of focus in the mornings at times, he certainly didn't seem like a horse that was going to run as professionally as he did first time out.
And Mark, you drew post position 8, field of 20. You're okay with the post, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. I think we kind of went into it. It certainly didn't want to be anywhere near down the inside nor, directly outside. And, I thought 8 to 12 or 13 would be just fine. And
right,
we kind of, fell into those parameters, and, especially, what was still available by the time his entry card was pulled, I was extremely happy with post 8.
Right. Hey, listen, I wanted to ask you also about a filly you run on Friday, Chestnut Filly by Curlin, named Feisty Redhead, a sharp maiden win here at Santa Anita, going 7/8 on March 29th in her third start. She stretches out first time to 1 1/16. And, like So Happy, she's been ridden regularly by Mike Smith. What do you make of Feisty Redhead's chances in the third on Friday there at Churchill, Mark?
Well, she didn't draw a great post. But, hopefully it won't, really won't affect her that much. She's out there in the 11 hole, but she's had a very nice progression. She's had 3 sprints and coming off of a 7 furlong win. We felt like she was more of a two-turn filly all along. So I'm very excited to see her actually, get some more ground to work with and see how she handles that. Anytime you face winners for the first time, it's a big thing. It's a big deal. So, she's, and there's some nice fillies in the race, of course. But we think she's a quality filly. She's well bred, and we just see, we just are looking forward to seeing, how she progresses.
Well, we'll all look forward to it together. And I want to ask you about a horse in the third today here at Santa Anita. But first of all, congrats on the way Take a Breath ran, cutting back in distance. I thought a super ride by Jaramillo in taking yesterday's Royal Heroine and looking at the post-race stuff, it looks like you're thinking about the Grade 1 Gamely. I think it's on May 25th. That'll be a mile and one-eighth on grass.
Yeah, she ran great. We had considered just training her up to the Gamely, but she was training so well and just felt like that would be too much time in between, you know, from her last race to wait for the Gamely. Felt that even if she didn't win, that the Royal Heroine would set her up maybe a little better for the Gamely. And you're right, Jaramillo did put a spot on ride.
Super.
And you know, she showed some versatility there, coming from a mile and a quarter back to a flat mile. And you know, we really didn't get much of an early pace to race, you know, to run into either. So sounds like she came back well, and you know, now we'll point for the Gamely and see how that goes.
Mark, I got to tell you, you took me a little bit off guard in today's third. I'm looking at Mysterious Husband, number five. Jaramillo rides back, a huge effort off the bench in a first condition allowance on March 1st, and then she's in this starter allowance. I go, wait a minute, taking a drop in class. Well, because she had run for a maiden claiming tag, 62.5. You claimed her back off of Doug O'Neill way back late August at Del Mar. Boy, she looks well spotted today at 4-1, Mark.
Yeah, you know, he's a horse that needs you know, he needs to have some pace activity up front. And on paper, the race may be lacking a little bit of a pace scenario there, but he's an honest horse. I think he's a better horse off of the layoff, so I'm hopeful that he can get the job done today.
Hey, Mark, I hope you're able to enjoy the entire week. I know you're a big story with a lot of news outlets and everything. Wishing you all the best in your first ever Kentucky Derby with Santa Anita Derby winners. So happy this Saturday there at Churchill. All the best, Mark.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Hey, before we get to Andy Harrington, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Got a lot to talk about with this guy, Andy Harrington, on behalf of nationalturf.com. Andy, good morning. Welcome back to the show. I know you had a great vacation with your wife down under, but it's sure nice to have you back on air.
We had a terrific time. So went to Randowick, which is their big course there, and for the races, as a clocker might do on vacation. I had a great time out there watching some nice horses.
That's like a mailman coming home from work and going for a walk, but you can't get enough of it, right?
Yeah, I'm a lifer.
Andy, I texted you over a bunch of stuff I kind of hope to talk to you about. On Derby Day, the fourth race, this is one of several $1 million races. It's the Derby City Distaff. Bob Baffert's got two of them in here. Usha with Juan Hernandez and Splendora with Flavion Pratt. They both worked on April 24th. Usha worked a half in 47-3, and Splendora went three quarters in 11-3. Usha has been idle since winning the Grade 1 La Brea on December 26th at Santa Anita. How is she doing? Do you think she's live off the bench here?
Yeah, I mean, she ran her eyeballs out in the race earlier in the meet. I think the horse is a nice horse and really tries hard. He's doing well. I think it's got a shot in there. I mean, I definitely prefer Splendora. The drills, the last drill was off the charts terrific. She's grown up since the Breeders' Cup filly and mare sprint that she won.
Yeah.
She's just doing fantastic. She's a very mannish looking horse. I didn't remember her that well from the summer, but she seems to have really filled out and grown up. So I definitely prefer Splendora of the two in that race.
And, you know, Splendora, I said she worked 11-3, but when you see a work like that for Baffert, did you have her out all the way a mile? Talk about it, Andy.
Yeah, she did it 125.7 furlongs. And then, you know, Baffert is on the walkie-talkies with his guys, his riders, and he basically does an audible. If he thinks the horse is going well, he just does go on with the horse a little bit. And I think Eric Garcia was up on the horse, and he just let it go out. And I had it just under 38 for a mile. So I don't think he's got any excuses work-wise, you know.
Yeah.
So I think she'll run a race, and, man, she's done nothing wrong. She's such a better horse than she was earlier last year. She's obviously by the Breeders' Cup, the win would stamp that as an obvious thing. So.
And you know, in a lot of people's opinion, one of the best 3-year-olds on the card Derby Day is not running in the Derby. His name is Crude Velocity. Didn't get the points for the Derby, but he's running in the $750,000 Pat Day Mile. That's a one-turn mile. Baffert had him out Friday at Santa Anita in a bullet 111 flat. Talk about it.
Oh, my God. He is all racers. He reminds me a little bit of Nisos, is that he's a good-looking horse, but when he starts moving, he just floats over the ground. So I think it's a blessing in disguise that he didn't make the points, that he can stick with one turn. And he ran the lights out about 3 weeks ago here. And it's just a ridiculous time. I've got no excuses for the horse, and like I said, I think it's a fantastic. It's fortunate that they didn't make the Derby and tried two turns and a mile and a quarter way before it wanted to do so. So they've got no excuses workout wise with that horse.
That's Crude Velocity, the 8th on Derby Day, the Pat Day Mile, one turn mile. The 10th on Derby Day is the Churchill Downs. This is now a grade one, $1 million, going 7/8. Bob's got two of them, Cornucopian with Juan Hernandez. They both worked Friday. They both worked 6 furlongs. Cornucopian worked in 12-1. Imagination, who's going to be ridden by Flavion Pratt, worked in 1/12-2. I know you saw those moves.
Yeah, they worked together, actually. Cornucopian's the nuts. He's an unbelievably good horse. Imagination's a nice, solid horse. Sometimes he doesn't switch his leads. He did that this morning. I had Cornucopian rated as slightly best of the duo. I mean, but, you know, there wasn't that much difference in the drill. I could see either, but I definitely, as a racehorse, think Cornucopian's a better horse than Imagination.
And, you know, we've got 5 Southern California-based horses going in the Kentucky Derby. It's a $5 million race now. We're told Intrepido worked really well this morning for Jeff Mullins. And Potente apparently worked really well for Bob Baffert. That was according to Matthew DeSantis with Naira Betts. Doug O'Neill, we talked to him earlier. He's got Pavlovian. And we just had Mark Glad on talking about So Happy. Your thoughts in general on the Southern California-based horses running on Saturday there at a mile and a quarter?
Well, of the group, Potente's last drill here before it went to the drill this morning was fantastic. I think it'll run its race. I think it found itself on the lead, and he's a very he has not had many races. That was just his third lifetime race. I think he didn't know where he was at.
That was the Santa Anita Derby. Yeah,
the Santa Anita Derby. I think he needs. He ran better with a target. And I think he'll get that in the Derby. He's not going to be the lead in the Derby. I think he'll run his A race. Is it good enough? I don't know, to be honest with you. But I think he will run his A race. Now, So Happy is kind of the antithesis. Mark Black called him kind of lazy in the mornings, or lackadaisical is what he called him. Mm-hmm. He's mercurial to me because, like, 2 weeks before the Santa Anita Derby, he trained terrific. He ran down a barnmate mid-stretch and then ran down 2 Craig Lewis's who were working in front of him and galloped out like a banshee. And then a week before the Derby, he broke 4 or 5 behind a maiden and then kind of moved up in the turn and then said, well, that's enough for today. And he finished like 9 behind. He wasn't ass, but he wasn't the same horse he was the week before. And then he comes a week after that last row and then runs lights out in the Santa Anita Derby. So the upshot is the workouts mean nothing with the horse. That's where I've landed with him. And, you know, he's a nice horse. And so that's just him. He just, sometimes he tries.
I find sometimes it's a hallmark of a really smart horse that knows the difference between the morning and the afternoon, and he's not going to really like lay his body on the line like Allen Iverson said. It's just practice. It's practice, and I think he may be a horse that knows that. That's my reading of him.
A little bit advanced for his age, because you know that does happen with older horses. Before we get a selection today at Santa Anita, what about nationalturf.com? What are you going to have there for some of the horses from here running back at Churchill Downs?
Everything on the card that I've got will be added to the report. So all the races, there's a whole bunch of undercards and just the maiden races. And well, whatever we got, you guys will get. So that's us. Now, let's mention quickly Pavlovian, who worked with Robusta. He's of the California long shots. He's got a shot.
Right.
The last drill was good. He's got good weight on him out of the New Orleans race, where he ran really well and just eyeballed out a loss. He does have a fighting chance, and he'll be ridden aggressively by Maldonado, I assume. So I think that's always you can keep out of trouble in a 1920 horse field.
Sure.
So, I think that he's someone to give a second look to. I was pretty impressed by his last throw where he ran down Robusta.
Well, with 10 starts, he's got the foundation, and he's proven he's got a ton of heart. So a lot of reasons to give him a very legitimate chance. Andy. Okay, so let's come back here to Santa Anita, and again, we get underway at 1 o'clock with a 9 o'clock post, a nine race card rather. Who do you like for radio?
Let's go to the finale, the ninth race today. The 10 horse in here is a gray filly called Lavender Love, who's won half her races, came back with a 58 and change on the 3rd of April, looked terrific. The outside post isn't exactly what you want, but this horse seems like a really nice horse. It's won on the grass. It gets back there. I think at 10 to 1 with Armando Uso up, it's got a really big shot in this last race here. So we're going to go in the ninth race with number 10, Lavender Love, from the Richie Baltus barn.
Head over to nationalturf.com for the rest of the story. Andy, great to have you back. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Mike.
And listen, folks, if you live in the San Gabriel Valley out east, San Dimas, Laverne, Glendora, anywhere out in there, if you're looking for an option for simulcast wager, and in particular, I'm talking Kentucky Oaks, Kentucky Derby, you're not going to beat the service, food and beverage presentation, audiovisual, the way the place is run. Brandon and company out there, they run a great show at the Derby Room there at Fairplex Park. Tell them you heard about it right here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. They'll have a ton of live tellers on. There's all kinds of self-serve machines. Free admission, free parking, every single racing day at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. We'll hit this break just a little bit late. Coming back strong with the one and only Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Don't go away.
Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, before we get up to Las Vegas, just got a really nice text from my brother-in-law, Captain Peyton Cook, down there in Shulman, Georgia. He drives big buses for UPS. They used to be 747s. I think they're 57s now. Anyway, Peyton says, I'm glad to hear Potente's doing well. It's all Bob Baffert in this year's Kentucky Derby. Peyton, thanks for listening. We'll see you soon. Let's get to Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing well. Really looking forward to the entire week there at Churchill Downs, and I know you are as well. Before we get into this and that, just talk about BetOnBruce.com, what's up and when.
Okay, so coming this week, the card for Derby Oaks and the Kentucky Derby card will be available the day before. So for Kentucky Oaks Day, 6 o'clock at the latest. You can check the website, Mike. It'll be up earlier than that. But that's our hard deadline for the Oaks card. And then for the Derby, same thing on Friday. The hard deadline at 6 o'clock will be up hours before that. All I have to do is check on the website, click on Bruce's pick, see if it's up there. And you're ready to go. And I'll tell you one thing. This is really a handicapper's paradise.
Yep.
Now, we had so much advanced time. You brought this up in the beginning of the show, Mike. It's a big advantage to have this much time. We have to go over a lot of ground. you don't have that deadline where you can only look at the races for 48 hours. It's almost a week worth of research to do. I'm starting today and going into the Oaks card, and I really think that's an advantage for handicappers to have more time to do their work, and hopefully it'll pay off.
To me, all it does is help generate additional interest. Hey, listen, speaking of interest, we were hoping to get a 10-1 morning line last week, but you must have swayed the tote boards nationwide. Your radio play with us at Keeneland last Sunday, McCready came back $9.32, so 7-2, we'll take it. Nice job for the listeners, Bruce.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah, Jose Ortiz put the horse on the lead and put him all to sleep. Well done, by the way. And he paid about, remember, I think we were talking, the horse would pay about $10. I was close. It paid $9.32. So it paid the right price, put it that way.
Off by 68 cents. Bruce, I would imagine you want to go to Churchill today, or where do you want to start out?
Yeah, let's go to Churchill. I had a couple of nice winners on opening day. At Churchill, or actually yesterday, not opening day, but yeah, it was just opening day. I'm getting all mixed up.
It's easy to, believe me.
Wow, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Let's go to the sixth race at Churchill, Mike. I think we all like these turf sprints all around the country. This is a 5.5 furlong grass race. Now winners three lifetime. There's a lightly raced 4-year-old that I think is very well spotted here. And that's the horse on the inside, the one, Golden Afternoon. He's run 10 times. He has 3 wins. 2 of those come sprinting. In fact, Mike, he's run 3 sprints in his 10-race career. He's got 2 wins and a second. The second place finish at Kentucky Downs, it was in a Grade 1 stakes where he got nipped at the wire in a very good try. He's a stalker. I think this is a not that hard of a race to come back to off a 6-month layoff. How about Irad Ortiz angle? He's ridden him twice, and he's won on this horse twice. Look for him to be stalking right off the leader. He's got natural speed off the bench. He should be dynamite. Race 6, the one, Golden Afternoon. Again, 9-2 on the morning line. I don't think we'll get that. I'm not going to make a prediction on the price, but I don't think we'll get 9-2.
Well, hopefully we cash. That's the main thing. Post time for race 6 today at Churchill Downs. Bruce says it's number 1, Golden Afternoon, 3:20 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita. We got 9 of them. We get underway at 1 o'clock Pacific, Bruce.
Let's do an early-ish bankroll builder. Go early in the card. I know it's a short field in the second race, but I think the play here is on the outside horse, 3 Georges. 3 Georges actually beat the 7-5 second choice on February 7th. No More Ding Dongs. Beat him for fun. And that was the last dirt race for 3 Georges. He sat just off the leaders, got to the front, and he was game down the lane. Off of that race, Mike, he was tried against better on the turf. He's been showing some speed, but I think he's just been overmatched. He's back in against his friends for 10,000, draws an outside box, very little other speed in the race. I think he competes nicely against these, gets a soft trip. Race 2, let's go with the bottom horse, the 5, 3 Georges, 4-1. On the morning line.
Try and beat that 7-5 second choice. No More Ding Dongs. Got to love that name, Bruce.
I don't know if a horse gets a complex when they hear that name called, right?
There's too darn many Ding Dongs, let's face it. Once again, betonbruce.com. The Kentucky Derby and Oak stuff will all be up. When, Bruce?
Thursday afternoon at the latest 6. You can check at 2 o'clock or so, 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Friday, same thing for the Derby on Saturday, and I'm going to get down to work this afternoon. So a labor of love, and will be very well rehearsed, or very well researched, rather, going into this week.
All right, get to drilling down. We appreciate it, Bruce. Thanks so much. Good luck.
My friend.
Okay, we'll talk next week. We'll close the segment, as we usually always do, with Bob Mazursky. You can catch Bob's full graded handicap and Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers each racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you've had a chance to go through much yet, and it's early, but just in general terms, which way are you leaning in the Derby?
I'm leaning towards Further Ado.
Right.
He drew the 18 post, but I don't mind that. He's out in the clear. What I like about him is I think he's a very talented horse, and he has more tactical speed than the other two horses that have been very impressive. And of the other two choices on the morning line, Renegade and Commandment, I think he'll be in front of them early, and that might make the difference. So, and I was just blown away with the way he won the Bluegrass, and I think he's a horse on the rise. So right now that's the way I'm leaning.
And if there's a knock on him, people, they say, yeah, it was the Bluegrass. And, of course, I read sticks with Renegade. So you got a guy named Johnny Velasquez who seems to be riding as good as he ever has in his entire life. But a very, very talented horse. Continue to hear great things about the way he's trained back there, Bob.
No, absolutely. He had a work last week that supposedly was out of this world. So we'll see how it goes up. I mean, Renegade, if, you know, that coming out of the rail, I know he's a closer and everything, but, you know, he could get compromised right at the start. I still remember the first Derby I went to. Ferdinand was able to overcome it, but, you know, he almost went down at the start of the Derby of that year with under Shoemaker because he was drawn down on the inside, but she rode a perfect race and was able to get up. So we'll see how Renegade copes with that inside post.
Yeah, and you've heard us talk, you know, the rail isn't as bad as it used to be, but still nobody wants to be there, Bob.
No, I think that's everybody just holding their breath when they're doing the draw, that that's where you don't get, or you don't want inside the, like inside the top three when there's a 20-horse field, in my opinion.
All right, let's come to Santa Anita. Where do you want to go for radio?
I'm going to go to the sixth race. I like the outside horse, Star Dial. I like her getting back on the grass. I mean, back on the dirt, that's what she wants. She ran on the grass last time. I think she's a dirt horse. I like where she's drawn on the outside. I think 6-1 is a gift if we are able to get it. I don't think we will, but I like her to bounce back, getting back on the main track.
Three-year-old filly's in for a $32,000 tag. Going 6 furlongs, race 6. Bob says it's number 8. Star Dialed Abel Lascano up for Doug O'Neill. Bob, really appreciate your time. Look forward to getting your thoughts Saturday morning with Bob and John from 9 to 10 here on AM 830. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll step aside one final time this morning, and we're gonna finish up strong. Heading to South Florida, check in with Toby Callett. Take 2 with the great Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top 2-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick 4. And the traditional pick 6. Remember, we add $10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick 6 pool on April 19th was nearly $140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for the Kentucky Derby simulcast program. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Gates will open at 7 a.m. Or on Derby Day, join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity Final, the kindergarten, on Sunday, May 10th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thurbin, Los Angeles. 6 days in front of the Kentucky Derby. Hey, we just got a big shift in game time today, folks. This just in, Angels-Royals, they were supposed to start much later this afternoon. Game time now been moved up. I think probably they're looking at the radar for thunderstorms. 1:10, Kansas City versus the Angels today, right here on AM 830. And Angels pregame with Trent Rush, you can catch it at 12:30. Right now, let's get down to, before we get down there, I want to mention quickly, folks, if you think you have plumbing issues, if you think maybe something's brewing, it's not going to resolve on its own. It will not. Believe me. Get a hold of my good friends at Western Rooter, family-owned and operated for nearly five decades now. Give them a call with any questions, 626-648-5499. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Family-owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You'll catch over 400 five-star reviews. We say it early, and we say it often. They're on time and under budget. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now we get down to the best in the Southeast. His name is Toby Callett from Toby's Turf Club in South Florida. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Hey, Mike, that's a heck of a segue. We're going to get all the way down there, and then we went all the way down the plumbing pipes. That was pretty good.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go down there. That's why you hire professionals. They get their hands dirty on occasion, and guys like you and me, in my younger days, but not so much now. Anyway, Toby, let's talk horse racing and what's going on in South Florida today.
Well, the listed post today is 12:50 like it was yesterday. If you tuned in yesterday, they snuck a couple in before the listed post time. I don't know what that was about. But today they haven't reached the gate quite yet for a 12:50 listed post. So we're on cue. I do like the nightcap today. Number four, Rock On, Rock All. She was involved. First of all, it was a very good field. The winner came back and ran a really, really good race at Keeneland against much tougher and winners to boot. Set ridiculous fractions, this Rock On, Rock All did, going a mile and an eighth. Cuts back to a mile today. I think that he'll dominate the running here. Main rivals are the two Soundbite, the eight Serac, and the nine Easy Pick. 4, 2, 8, 9, Monkeys on the Vine. In today's 10 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay. Well, good. Well done there. The 10th race post time, 5:38 Eastern. One last thing, Toby. I know you don't go to the bright lights too often, but do you have any early thoughts on the Kentucky Derby?
If they beat further ado, there ought to be an investigation. How's that?
You think he stands out?
Stands out.
Wow.
Through the years, you know, we've talked about riders and that. And I know on this, on the Sundays and the Saturdays, I've said for a good number of years, the best money rider on the planet is Johnny Velasquez. The running style of this horse, I've watched his works and his gallops on the video. He lives at Churchill Downs. I've always considered that to be an edge. If they ran this race at Keeneland, I'd have to triple the bet, as much as he likes that surface. But he's real good at Churchill, and I think, you know, this is Brad Cox's dream to win a Kentucky Derby, and I think this is the right horse at the right time. Those of you that like numbers, same number as last year's winner, Sovereignty, 18.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, the jock that takes off him is a guy that folks are fairly well familiar with. Irad Ortiz, he opted for Renegade and Todd Pletcher. What do you say to Irad and his agent?
Well, you know what? You know, Further Ado has done, you know, subsequent to, you know, his most recent races, somebody, I don't remember if it was Bruce or Bob, mentioned about the Bluegrass. The Bluegrass hasn't yielded a Derby winner since Klein died, to use an old axiom. I can't remember the last Bluegrass winner that won the Kentucky Derby. And but I don't think that's an issue this time, because I think certain groups as a group aren't competitive. I don't really think the California group is competitive. I don't think that the Fairgrounds runners are competitive. I think that the best runners came out of Tampa and Gulfstream, and maybe a touch from the Oaklawn circuit. Mm-hmm. But I believe that just the way that things are pointing, and I rarely get as excited. Last year, I really liked Sovereignty. This year, I'm almost to the same level with Further Ado, maybe even past that level, because, again, business is business, and Ortiz probably took Pletcher's horse based on what he had done and what he's done with Pletcher. Cox is a relatively new client for him, you know, now that he's going to ride in Kentucky.
Yeah.
He's been with Pletcher, and they've made a lot of money together. And, you know, if they had different posts, I might have a different opinion, but I couldn't bet on a horse like Renegade from the rail.
Right.
Under any circumstances.
Toby, I appreciate it. He says, Further Ado, Johnny V, Brad Cox, 6-1, Further Ado, the morning line. Toby Callett, thank you.
Bye, Mike.
Appreciate it. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I think there's more to it than Ortiz just jumping off of Further Ado. First of all, he has a strong relationship with Rapoli and with Pletcher, and he's also riding Zany on Friday in the Oaks.
Yeah.
I think it may have been a package deal. Take him, or, you know, that's what I personally think. And
right.
That's just my opinion, but they have a long history together, Rapoli and Ortiz. And again, he's riding for him in the Oaks and the Derby. I wouldn't be surprised.
Great call.
If they put the package. Yeah, just my opinion.
I would say you're probably right on target, you know. And, of course, nobody knows where you're going to draw, but, you know, that one pill came out of the bottle right away. That had to be devastating. It really.
Yeah, he's really had. Rapoli's had some bad luck with the Derby. He's had a couple of favorites that were forced to scratch.
Yeah.
You know, with all the success he's had in the game, the Derby seems to bite him every year. But, you know, listen, he's a terrific horse, but it's not easy breaking from the rail with 19 horses outside of you and you don't have any early speeds. You're
right.
Going to get in trouble. You're going to be shuffled. So let's see what happens.
John, let's bring you out here to San Anita. Get your thoughts somewhere on the 9 race card.
All right, I landed up in race 6, the same race as Bob Mazursky, and it's funny because Doug O'Neill has 3 horses in the race. He has the 8 horse who Bob likes and certainly has a shot. He's 6-1, and he has the 3 horse in there who I'm going to pick, Donde Este Afe, I guess.
Hefe,
There you go, Hefe.
Yeah.
8-1 on the morning line. I like the rider switch today to Kazuchi Kimura. I think he's going to fit this filly fine. And I think there's enough early speed to set things up for her. The price is right. 8-1 on the morning line. Number 3, Donde Este Hefe, wins today's 6th race out at San Anita.
Boy, that had a nice flow to it. I like that, John. Listen, you're going to have a lot of traffic at the website, JONHARDOON.com, but I know you mentioned in the first hour, when is all your Churchill stuff going to be hitting the website?
Wednesday afternoon, 12 in the afternoon, the California time, so I guess 3 o'clock here, 12 mm-hmm. o'clock by you guys, ready to go. That early draw was a blessing.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me when I tell you. I love it, and I wish they would – more tracks would take a cue from them.
Well, it made my job a lot easier this morning. Having the past performances,
yeah.
It's just everything. It really is. And, John, again, you're heading west to Las Vegas. You're going to be hooking up with John Lindo and Ralph Sirocco and a few other guys. You'll be on radio from the South Point at 3 o'clock Pacific on Thursday. We encourage folks, go to southpointcasino.com. You can find out how to get there. And you're also doing that Friday night seminar after the Kentucky Oaks there in the Grand Ballroom at the South Point, John.
Correct. It's right next door to the Racebook. And the South Point's one of the few casinos in Las Vegas that separate the horse room from the books.
Amazing.
You know, from the sports book. And that's really terrific. Listen, I get it, people that like to bet sports. But if you're betting horses and you got guys screaming and rooting, you know, for
yeah.
these games, kind of hard to concentrate. But at least they separate it and it makes a big difference.
Well, all the young pups are betting sports, and it's the old curmudgeons, all of us. We're betting on horses trying to concentrate. You know what I'm saying, John. Anyway, hey, John, have a great trip out there. I wish I was joining you guys. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right. My thanks to Chris Monreal, making things happen inside here. At the Big A in Anaheim, this is Thoroughbred LA. Angels Royals from Kansas City at 1:10 this afternoon. Over and out.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.